Now, protection from flooding scheme update. Designs for the river and surface water components of a £30 million flood alleviation scheme in Hebden Bridge are making progress, and a flood information centre is opening soon. Work is also being done to keep costs in check amid construction inflation and the cost of living crisis, says the Environment Agency. That's going to be referred to as EA. A planning application for fluvial works in the Hebden Bridge scheme is expected to be submitted in winter 2023, with final drawings completed this month. EA Senior Advisor Paul Swales told Flood Board partners costs were continually being reviewed and work done to keep them in check amid rising prices. Work done so far on designs for parts of the scheme aiming to help protect against surface water flooding, which will be used to shape final designs, have also shown scale of works can be reduced in size. This means a smaller collection system and a smaller pumping station can be used, which should be both more efficient and less costly than originally envisaged, said Mr. Swales. Recently completed ground investigation work on the main Market Street will be followed later in the year by similar trials at various sites in the town, Calderdale Flood Recovery and Resilience Programme Board partners heard. Mr. Swales said a Hebden Bridge Flood Information Centre should soon be opening in the town, with people welcome to drop in and ask questions about the Hebden Bridge and related Erringdon and Stubbinghome Road schemes. In the case of Erringdon, options to reduce risk included flood doors, barriers and air brick covers, which are being considered, along with some highway works aimed to better manage surface water runoff from the hillside, particularly at Fairfield, Shelf Road and Hebble End, said Mr. Swales. Designs for the Stubbinghome Road scheme were finally complete, including trial pits to find out where services are located to inform the process, aiming to minimise disruption, and there'll be some, in what is a constrained space, he said. Before we submit any planning application, we'll be going out and doing a public consultation event, hopefully later this year, and then we'll start on site early in 2024, he said, about Stubbinghome Road.